Hello, my name is Maureen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution, revolution, happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, manifesting a paradigm of peace, sustainability, freedom, and wellness. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Harpsichordist and pianist Dr. Joanne Kahn is joining us for an interview. Dr. Kahn is also the director of chamber music ensembles at the University of Richmond in Virginia, USA. Dr. Joanne Kahn is also the editor of the anthology Vegan Voices, Essays by Inspiring Changemakers. Listening to Sonata in A Major, K23, Domenico Scarlatti, performed by Joanne Kahn. Harpsichordist, Joanne Kahn. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Joanne Kahn via Skype in Richmond, Virginia. Welcome, Joanne, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Maureen. It's always great to have time to chat with you.
Well, I'm really excited about this, and congratulations and thank you for the anthology Vegan Voices. Let's hear all about it.
Yeah, the way that this project came about was one morning, this would have been in 2020, I woke up and the words Vegan Voices kind of flashed in front of me, and I suddenly realized that this would be a really wonderful opportunity to put together in an anthology or collection short essays by vegans, vegan advocates from all around the world. It's such a great diverse introduction to what veganism is all about, and it really gives readers a glimpse into how veganism becomes such an important philosophy, a part of our lives, and that we all do it in such individual ways. So the project took me about a year to put together, and I do want to mention that it's available through Lantern Publishing and Media, which is lanternpm.org, and also through Amazon. So I'm so thrilled that this book came out. And I also do want to mention that Victoria Moran wrote the foreword to the book.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I'm excited to hear about the many contributors to Vegan Voices.
Right. We have about 52 contributors, and well, I guess I'll just start with the first one, Laura Barlow. She is an activist with Rhode Island Vegan Awareness. Emily Moran Barwick, bite-sized vegan. She's amazing. Katina Chichelis, who you're going to have also on this interview. Karen Davis with United Poultry Concerns. Mary Finelli with Fish Feel. We have Pete and Kit Jagoda, who run Rivers Wish Animal Sanctuary up in Spokane, Washington. Ingrid Newkirk, who, of course, is the founder of PETA. Ray Sikora with Plant Peace Daily Vegan Organization. Jesse Tandler from out in California. He works with FFAC, which is the Factory Farming Awareness Coalition. Elin Fjeld. She's from Norway, and she and an amazing team have put together Scandinavia's first vegan grocery chain. We have Chris Hines, a filmmaker from the UK, who's putting together a documentary about vegan musicians called Taking Note. From Japan, we have Nadia McKeshney, who runs Tokyo Vegan. From India, Shankar Narayan, who founded the Sattvic Vegan Society. From Berlin, we have Doreen Rota, who works with the Albert Schweitzer Foundation. Ori Shavit, of course, she's an amazing vegan influencer out of Israel. Marley Winkler, who is the president of International Vegetarian Union. And then some wonderful activists, Hope Bohanic, who is the director of Compassionate Living. Shweta Bogankar from India is an amazing 21-year-old activist. Serena Farb, who I know you recently had on your show, born vegan, and she's on her vegan van tour. Gwenna Hunter, who's an amazing activist in Los Angeles, and she actually opened up the first vegan food bank in Los Angeles. Sandra Isobel Kyle from New Zealand. She is absolutely amazing. She visits slaughterhouses a few times a week and sings to the animals. Claudia Lifton from Colorado. James O'Toole from the UK, who is with the SAVE movement. And Curtis Vollmar, who's one of the most amazing activists I know, who works with DXE. So those are just some of the writers in Vegan Voices.
Wonderful. Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you. And I would love to hear about your new project and your new partnership with a vegan musician.
Right. As a longtime musician, oftentimes people ask me, well, what does your music have to do with being vegan or advocating for veganism? And to me, music is always about reaching out. It's about reaching out to people's inner spirit, to their innate sense of compassion. And I've always been looking for a special musician to partner with who is just as passionate about music and veganism as I am. And I met cellist Christoph Wagner in Houston, Texas this last spring when I was doing some guest speaking. And so we decided to form a partnership, and it's called Vegan Virtuosi, since we're both virtuoso musicians. We like to see ourselves that way. And we've created some events over the past few months called Strands of Compassion. And we feel that music is a way to really reawaken one's inner core of kindness and compassion. It's like music enters your spirit through a different pathway than other types of information. And we feel that this is so critical at this time, and I'm sure you agree, Marlene, that we need to elevate humankind, to elevate society to this higher level of caring. So in addition to my speaking engagements, I will also be very busy with Christoph as we go on a lot of trips and promote veganism and compassion.
Thank you. And you'll be heading to the UK and Europe?
Right, right. I had just mentioned about Chris Hines. His Taking Note documentary, which will be released next summer, is featuring vegan musicians from all around the world. So next month in December, I'll be traveling to the UK, and Christoph will be in Germany, and we'll be doing various interviews, recording music, so that this will be, I think, a really unique documentary. It's not going to be a documentary that's hard to watch. As you know, some documentaries have so much horrific footage of the cruelty committed against animals. This will be to talk about how music can really serve as an important avenue for advocacy. And the film will also trace the history of animal rights through music. So people who watch this documentary will not only be inspired to go vegan, they'll hear some amazing music throughout the film.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Joanne. And let's hear about the remaining contributors to Vegan Voices Anthology.
So we have Nancy Arenas, who is from New Mexico. She organizes the Red and Green Festival. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, who, of course, is author of the China Study. We have Chatila Van Grinsven, who is a pro basketball player who actually is ambassador for the Dutch political party for the animals. We have Dr. Elizabeth Haransky-Beck, who wrote a poem in Vegan Voices. Giselle Mehta, who is an author in India, and she founded the first all-vegan restaurant in India called Carrots. We have Victoria Moran, who I already mentioned, amazing podcaster, and of course her Main Street Vegan program. Nancy Posnack with Botanic Cuisine, and she also has opened up a food outlet called Wild Heart Bistro. Dr. Rupa Shah, who is probably the leading plant-based doc in India. Janice Stenger, who is a PhD and studied nutrition and wrote The Perfect Formula Diet. Derek Treesize, who I know here in Virginia, who is an award-winning vegan bodybuilder. Larry Weiss from Denver, who is a former animal law attorney. The amazing Jeff Adams, who is a vegan videographer, and you've got to check out his many, many videos and interviews on Vegan Linked. Allison Argo, who was producer of the beautiful documentary The Last Pig. Thomas Wade Jackson, who I'm sure you know, who produced A Prayer for Compassion, and he has a new documentary coming out, I believe, called Compassion in Action. Joanne MacArthur, the amazing animal photojournalist with We Animals. Ryan Phillips, his sanctuary is Life with Pigs. Farah Siraj, who is an amazing singer who looks at the intersection between human and animal rights. And Dr. Will Tuttle from California, who we all know as author of The World Peace Diet. And a bunch more left here.
We're listening to Dr. Joanne Kong, editor of the anthology Vegan Voices, Essays by Inspiring Changemakers. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll take a little musical interlude. This is pianist Joanne Kahn with German Cellist. Christoph Wagner. They call themselves Vegan Virtuosi. Swan. Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Mara, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Joanne Kong, editor of the anthology Vegan Voices, Essays by Inspiring Changemakers.
We have Jean Bauer, of course, from Farm Sanctuary. Rebecca Moore from Woodstock, New York. Her micro sanctuary is called the Institute for Animal Happiness. Brenda Morris, who is the CEO of Humane Investing. Abe Rangan from India, who has a company called One Good, and it's probably the leading plant-based outlet in India that supplies a lot of plant-based foods in India. Dr. Silas Rao with Climate Healers. Stephanie Red Cross West, who runs Vegan Mainstream, an organization that supports vegan businesses. Clifton Roberts with the Humane Party. Lynn Silvan, who is director of the Eugene Veg Education Network in Oregon. And last but not least, Chrissy Vandenberg, who is the director of Vegan Action, which educates the public about going plant-based and certifies vegan products. So those are all the writers. And I wrote the introduction and the afterword to the book. So it was just amazing to get to know all of these writers and also be motivated by seeing all the unique ways that these people are promoting animal rights and going towards more compassionate living.
Thank you, the talented and awesome goddess Joanne Kong. Oh, thank you, and thank you to all the writers of Vegan Voices.
Thank you so much, Marlene. I'm glad I had the opportunity to come on your show and share about the amazing work that all of these writers have done.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Katina Chichelis in Adelaide, Australia. Katina is one of the essayists in the anthology Vegan Voices, Essays by Inspiring Changemakers. Here's Katina.
No woman could expect to have rights and equality and freedom if she is at the same time inflicting the same dominance and unfairness upon other women, although they may be of another species. If one's actions are not loving and peaceful to other living beings, one cannot expect to love and peace to be returned to you. It's not natural law. It's not possible. I mean, people hear about the law of attraction, and people learn about energies and positive vibrations, and what we put into our bodies count as much as what we think and say. So when men and women take in the substances from stuff that come from suffering and enslavement, those energies are working in every cell of their being. And this leads to a cycle, a continual cycle of disease, sickness, energies of fear, and energies of violence. And unfortunately, in our society, we're not taught these things. There's a huge gap in our education. We are taught many superficial things, but we're not taught about to think for ourselves in terms of the invisible, what works on an invisible energy on our lives with the food we eat. I find it abhorrent that people get stuck into a turkey, a dead bird, into their flesh, and they give thanks to their idea of their God, or simply just give thanks. If I raped you or I murdered you, but I gave thanks to my God for giving you to me so that I could do that violence upon you, do you think that makes any difference to to the bird and to life. Not at all. That only serves to appease the consciousness, the conscience of the perpetrator. So I think that we have to look at how we have been conditioned to think about things and start realizing that deep down it has all come from a fear-based paradigm. And so naturally every idea and action that comes from that paradigm is also wrong. And everything is actually quite opposite to what humanity needs to be doing on this earth. We need to be using our intelligence. We need to be recognizing our concepts of morality. We need to be honoring love. And we need to be protecting our brothers and sisters, and that is the other animals of this earth, and nurturing nature. And the only way to do this is to realize we cannot continue abusing and using and objectifying the females of other species, killing the males of other species. It is destructive to our psyche. It is destructive to all the species upon the earth. It is destructive to the environment.
We're listening to Katina Tchichelis via Skype in Adelaide, Australia. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nell. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
If we went vegan, if the world went vegan, we could return land back to nature for the wild. And as you say, Marlene, there is only one law, that is do no harm.
And it's wonderful to have your beautiful music, A Little Bit of Something, playing as we have this interview. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. One thinks about what happened a very, very long time ago. Thousands of years ago, animal agriculture began. And we know that it began in the Middle East with the herding of and use of animals. This became the means of wealth and power for the men involved. We can see very clearly the denial and destruction and the fear of the wild woman, the free woman, and that the free woman and nature has to be controlled and owned and dominated by man. We see that also in the witch hunts. Women who may not have conformed in society, they were regarded as accused of being witches. Women who understood nature and herbal remedies were accused and killed as witches. This is all misothery and misogyny. It's all linked together. And then we connect this to the animal kingdom, the non-human species. We see how man decided to control wild animals and breed them to suit their own purposes. And we see how they objectified the animals as things in order to do this. And you could buy and sell and barter with animals. Animal agriculture is a very ugly word. Again, it is objectifying of animals. The least any human being can do in this day and age is to go vegan. And to go vegan means to make oneself think, use your intelligence, look beyond what has been the paradigm, and understand that all creatures and animals are just like us. They love, they think, they feel, they want to live, they have families, they speak, they communicate, and yet they are treated in the most horrendous manner. And controlling and abusing and removing the wildness. And they were then selected by humans and selectively bred to have big teeth, to have lots of fat, to lay eggs, I'd like everybody to know that chickens in the wild laid at the maximum a dozen eggs a year, if that. Eggs are an ovulation of the hen. And just as women ovulate once every month, men have selectively bred these birds to lay eggs every day. The toll that it takes on their bodies is beyond words and extreme. In the natural wild, hens can live to 15 to 20 years. They only last a couple of years or a few years more in better conditions as egg layers. They're calcium depleted. They develop huge problems with eggs being stuck in their uterus. They develop prolapses. They're denied their motherhood. How can a woman consume eggs? She is participating in the denial of life and motherhood and freedom of that animal. Humans have objectified her so much and her eggs, her babies, to think that they can just have this hen as a machine, whether it be in their own backyard or in a factory. And let me tell you, all farms are factories. There's no such thing as a factory farm. All farms are factories of animals. They all involve misogyny, dominance and control, and hatred and ugliness. So how can a woman deny the motherhood of all the animals that are farmed? For those who think that organic or free range or is any better, no, the practices are still the same.
We're listening to Katina Tuchelis. That was a snippet of my interview with Katina in 2017. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Katina is one of the 52 essayists in the anthology Vegan Voices, edited by Dr. Joanne Kong. Much thanks to Dr. Joanne Kong, who joined us prior to the break. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com.
The changes that humanity needs to make are deep and profound, and the opposite of the present paradigm that we are experiencing and have been living for a long time. We have to move away from the idea of disconnectedness, of ownership and profit.
Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Away from the use and objectification of living beings, whether they are of human species or non-human. This is because accepted violence and slavery on one being will always embed the idea of dominance and control and will always take away the rights of all beings. It really is a circle and cycle of perpetuated fear and violence on all species, and this must end. And as you say, Marlene, there is only one law, that is do no harm.
That was Katina Tuchelis, one of the essayists in the anthology Vegan Voices, edited by Dr. Joanne Kong. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.